News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now we're into the last 2 weeks before the abortion referendum takes place on May the 25th. Yesterday, our political correspondent Sean Defoe was in Dungarvan and Waterford with the No campaign. And this morning, he brings us this report from a recent Together for Yes rally in Athlone.
One of the first stops for Together for Yes when they took to the road was Athlone in County Westmeath, one of the large towns in an otherwise quite rural county. One of the speakers at their launch was Dr. Peter Boylan, who said it's key to get out into as many areas of Ireland as possible.
There's obviously a lot of misinformation being put about, and so it's important to travel to areas to try and clarify matters for people. And my impression is that women in Ireland are angry, and they're rightfully angry at the way they've been treated, not just over the Eighth Amendment, but over all sorts of things that have happened in maternity care and women's health care over the years. And they've had enough. But they do need, and people in all over Ireland, need to hear factual information from reliable sources, not incorrect information from unreliable sources.
Brenda Mannion is from Westmeath Together for Yes and has been hitting the doors hard over the past few weeks. She reflects something that a lot of campaigners on both sides have said, which is that people are friendly at the doors but can be somewhat secretive.
People generally are quite confused as to what a yes vote means and a no vote means, and we're finding that we're explaining simply what we're asked to be voted on, but we're being really positively received at the door. I was actually out canvassing last night, and people are very happy that we're out there, and they're very positive to us.
There's an impression that rural Ireland is going to swing no. Does that ring true from what you've experienced?
That's certainly not my experience at all. There is a reticence. People are quite guarded here in the Midlands. They find it difficult to stand up and be counted. They're afraid in their jobs. They're afraid with regards to their businesses and what impact that might have. But they're very positive to us on the yes side.
And when you say afraid, what exactly is they afraid of?
Well, they're afraid to say what exactly that they think themselves, because they're afraid people will boycott their business. So they're very guarded with regards to being public about what way they want to vote. We're guarded people here in the Midlands.
So that privacy does come into it, that it's kind of everyone's own issue.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I suppose people, you know, when we're talking about it being a woman's, you know, personal private decision, certainly here in Westmeath, people would think it's a personal private decision on how they vote.
It's a sunny Sunday afternoon when I visit Athlone, and many people are out and about. A Together for Yes canvas is happening in the town, and whether people agree or disagree, they're all talking about it.
Make up your mind yet?
What do you think they'll decide it for you?
Don't know. I'd have to. It should be debated anyway, more on television anyway, give people an understanding of it. I will vote, but I have to make up my mind.
I have no idea.
Haven't decided.
I think it should be actually a woman's vote. The men should have not.
Like, it's okay for people to say, like, if you're thinking of people that were raped or abused and had ended up pregnant or whatever, that they should have the right, like, not to carry a baby and then for it to go into care. And then all the things that's happening now with the HSE, with all the care workers and everything, you know what I mean? So I think it should come true. Hopefully it does, but you'll probably get a lot of the older generations that will want to keep it in. And I don't really think men should really have the right to vote on it.
Well, no, I'm still thinking about it at the moment. What do you think yourself?
I think I'm probably vote yes.
Why is that?
Just because I think it's obviously with the whole thing with the church now, like, it shouldn't really be involved in law. But obviously it's 2018, like, I think people should have a choice. Because again, like, I'm a man, I don't have any daughters, so I don't know what a woman would go through. So obviously, I think it's a good idea in the future, if I do have a daughter, that she'd have the choice to go. If that does happen, that she'd have a choice to do that. That's the way I think about it.
Yeah. What are you thinking, Bas?
With having children myself, like, you know, like, if my daughter, somebody's, geez, God forbid, I need rape and stuff like that, like, it wouldn't be a good thing, like, you know, if somebody else was making that choice for her, like, you know.
While some people think the government has got this all wrong.
I just think that people who are actually handing out the yes pins and stuff, they're not even educated on it. There's no legislation put in place, restrictions put in place if the abortion is legalised. You know, so anyone could go in and have an abortion. Like, you know, I understand, like, in cases of rape, cases and underage, and if the mother's life is in danger, I understand that, but there's nothing in place at the moment. Leo Varadkar saying he's going to put it in after the vote. Like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's all I think on it anyway.
So you think it's just saying the constitution basically?
At the moment, until they come up with actual, if they have some restrictions, and let's bring in more detail about like how they're going to, in what circumstances that it'd be legalised, not just up to 12 weeks. Like, you know, there's no guidelines in place at the moment. So I just think that Leo Varadkar, he needs to get his head straight, like, and know what he's doing before he tries to have this vote. I just think it's ridiculous at the moment.
What about you? What do you think?
I'm staying out of it.
Okay, that was special report was by our political correspondent Sean Defoe.